It's a good time to be a beef producer. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Cattle producers are doing well these days. Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block spoke at the recent Cattle Con in San Antonio.
It wasn't that many years ago, 25 to 50% of the consumer eating experiences were not good. They were not favorable. And when they came back and they voted with their wallet, we weren't getting their votes, were we?
Block says producers knew they had to act.
The industry got the message. Focus on the quality. That quality focus that we've had as we've looked across the industry is translated to this change in beef demand.
And says Block, it's paying off.
$800 a head is what that demand growth has been worth from the demand lows in 1998. $60 a hundred at the fed cattle level.
Block says cattle producers are putting out a higher quality product.
They expect high quality beef day in and day out, and they expect it to be safe, nutritious, and just a wonderful eating experience. And I think we've been able to deliver as an industry, but we're not there yet.
Block says he expects retail beef prices to go up.
We will see some weakening in beef demand show up in here in 2025 and 2026. That's how markets work, so just be aware of that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.